Nick,
what up, dude?
what's going on, man?
What I sound like?
Sound good.
All right.
You must got beats on. What's up, champ?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Nice. All right. Give me a second. Let me get my computer up here.
I hope you can edit like the first part out.
Yeah. Go ahead, champ.
Oh, no. I was about to say some bull.
I was about to say, I'm going to play with it. This is kind of, I guess, I know we said we was going to do the trial on champs, but this is kind of our first time all being on here together, so we can do a little quick trial segment and then go back, listen to it, and just kind of go from there.
I did.
So, damn, is somebody in the gym right now?
Nah, he playing 2K. All right, I know that was.
These guys so motivated by NBA free agency. They out there hooping.
Yeah. 2K.
Oh, I thought you was playing 2K.
Let me turn that. Get some good headphones. Let me turn the TV down. I'm watching Summer League.
Oh, you talking about me,
bro? I'm serious. I'm watching Summer League. I ain't even know.
Oh,
All right. So I guess this first segment, we can do the practice one on, I guess, on the new East, if y'all want to.
Man.
Or we can do it on some other shit real quick. It's whatever.
We just going to call them NBA West Subdivision.
Right. That shit like the minor league of basketball.
Hey, baby. D-League. NBA D-League.
So I'm about to start it off with like some fake ass advertisement. I'm gonna come in and just kind of bring us in. And I'll ask one of y'all a question. We'll just go out work from there.
Damn, we can advertise if we tight like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I really think this shit'll blow up if we can first kind of get the flow of how we want to do shit, and then be able to figure out how we're gonna edit this shit. So. All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first annual podcast presentation, Cleats and Beats. I'm Bruce Greer, your host. Fucked up. Hold on, give me a second. I got to turn my TV off. I just watched this nigga got fired. All right, back to the top. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first annual production of Cleats and Beats. I'm one of your three co-hosts, Bruce Greer. I'm also here with Kyle Champion and Nick Griffin.
Shout out.
And we're about to jump. Big news today, even bigger news, probably more shocking news than yesterday with LeBron joining the Lakers. We now have, and probably the biggest troll move that a defending champion has ever pulled, with the Warriors signing Boogie Cousins to a one-year deal of $5.3 million. Even though Boogie's coming off an Achilles injury, before he was hurt, he still had a stat line of 26.3 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. He was an all-star last year in the West alongside Anthony Davis. And now somehow the Warriors just even got better. It's just it's unbelievable. Champ, what are your thoughts on this, man?
All right. Oh, excuse me. All right, I just got one question, bro. Like,
what's that?
Before we start talking about all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now we know, like, we'll call this era of basketball for this purpose the Super Team era, right?
Right. You say that?
So. When did the Super Team era start? You say, both of y'all. I want both of y'all answers to that.
I'm gonna say probably with Boston and KG and Ray Allen and Rondo. If not then, it was with LeBron.
Okay,
when he went to the Heat.
All right, Bruce.
I'd have to agree with Nick here. I definitely think it was with Boston. It had to be Boston. It had to be.
Like, okay, they was all like, you know, a little past their prime when that started, though.
Yeah, it was. I just wanted to, you that on LeBron. But I guess, in a sense, it can be blamed on LeBron because I guess it was more organic. The Celtics situation was more organic than Bron's Miami situation. Right. But I just said that to say that it's about to be some crazy moves in basketball from here on out, bro. Because the Warriors just don't have, like they don't have no – they don't know when to say stop, bro. And that's not going to come back. That's not going to come back to bite them, bro. I promise it is.
Well, champ, I'd agree with that. Speaking on the Celtics, you know, the Celtics, I would definitely be the first to say the Celtics did start it, but the Celtics also showed us a way to, you know, that it can fail too. Because the Celtics run with their big three was, wouldn't you say, at the top 3 years?
Oh, well, I don't know. I think they got together, and if I'm not mistaken, it was 07, 08.
07, 08.
And they won the ship that year. I'm pretty sure they did.
They only got one with their
group. Yeah, and then the next year they came back. Yep, because they beat Kobe in the 07-08 finals.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back, and KG got hurt. Perkins, one of them got hurt. I think it was KG, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I think KG ended up missing like 30 games that year. And so that year was for naught because they lost to them. To the Lakers, and then the following year is when the Lakers won again, but they played the Magic that time, correct?
Yep. Yes, I think you're right.
So the Celtics actually got knocked out by LeBron in that series, if I'm not mistaken.
Your next one. My mother got me in.
Oh, snap.
No. Because LeBron his last game walking off as a Cavalier the first time was in the Garden.
He's in the Garden, yeah. It was.
So they must have lost to they lost to actually I think the Cavs, that's the year the Cavs had like 69 wins or like some 67 wins or something crazy like that. And then they were first in the East and they ended up losing. They had Boston down 2-0 or 2-1, I think. And then they ended up losing the series.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you
did
right on the head.
So, I mean, that just Brun showed you with, because I guess that will be the next super team. Theirs only lasted 4 years. So, and then after that, the Cleveland boys, they only lasted, what, 3 years?
Yeah, like two. With Kyrie, it was like two.
Yep, and Golden State, they before KD, what it was, so they made it to the finals twice, and then they got KD. So this is year three. Well, last year was year three, and this is year four.
Right.
Honestly, they just gonna they somebody gonna not gonna get paid, bro. So somebody gonna leave. That's how it always work out.
And you're saying that in regards to the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, Nick. What was you about to say?
I think they trying to set themselves up for somebody to leave. You got five All-Stars on your team, and that's unheard of. First of all, that's unheard of, to have five All-Stars. You can spare two. There's going to be at least two of them they can't pay, and they're still in a good position.
So right now the man on the chopping block is Clay. He the most expendable to me.
Right. Well, that kind of – Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say because he, like, the things that he does, like, they're the most easily replaceable, I guess. Like, Draymond is the will leader. Like, they going to re-sign Draymond. They got to. Like, he the key to the car, really, as far as, like, defense, to me.
Right.
Watching them play.
I totally agree with what you're saying. This is actually, you guys tied in exactly what I wanted to talk about, which was now the Warriors have just seemed to top themselves each year. With this move, we're looking at possibly five. I mean, this is a legit shot that these five guys could be in the Hall of Fame. But I won't even step out on that limb and be that outrageous. We know we got five legit All-Stars on this team, five legitimate all-stars on this team. The Warriors have just made, with this move, with signing Cousins, they just gave themselves the ultimate flexibility with Klay Thompson becoming a free agent next year.
Right. Hey, you know, my fault.
No, go ahead.
You know the craziest thing about it, though, is Steph, the oldest one, and he only 30.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Steph can play. So he don't want to play no more, bro.
He the only one. He the oldest one. Yep. He only 30.
He can play until his ankles give out, bro. Just out the way that he played, bro.
Yep.
So, like, he can shoot. He can be out there and shoot. Like, you got to guard him from half court onto the basket, bro.
Yeah, you have no choice.
Klay Thompson, I mean, he's saying he want to stay, but I feel like that money going to talk. They ain't going to have no money to pay him and Draymond. Because Draymond just declined extension. He did something that signified that he's trying to sign a max deal. I got to do some more research about it. But he's trying to sign a max deal next year. And then, but Boogie will be a free agent then too. So it's not a guarantee that they'll have Boogie either.
Right. But what I do think this move does, and that's a good point too, because you can look at it from a couple different ways. Like you said, I believe that Draymond is not going anywhere. The most expendable piece is Klay Thompson. But also the NBA announced like a couple weeks ago that they're expecting another rise in the cap like what happened 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So where everybody will have a little bit more cap space. The way I see it is the worst case scenario is for the Warriors, Boogie doesn't come back or Klay doesn't come back. Two of those guys, two of the five doesn't come back. You still have a nucleus. You still got Kevin Durant. That's what's crazy. They still got KD.
Bro.
This man just won Finals MVP two times in a row.
He got more Finals MVP than Steph do.
It's serious out there in the base. Steph ain't got none.
Exactly.
Steph got more MVPs though.
Yeah.
That's a squad.
It's amazing. It's amazing. They literally have just protected themselves for at least the next 3 years.
Before anybody call me a bandwagon, I got there Mark Jackson last year. That's when I got there. I don't know about the rest of y'all. Mark Jackson last year. That's when I got there.
Man, you know, I'm still around with the Bulls. Shout out to Chi City. Shout out to marketing. But, you know, we ain't making any moves. My biggest problem, I see everybody freaking out and saying, oh, my God, the NBA is going to be terrible. If the Warriors got Boogie for $5.3 million in one year, I know the Bulls got exactly $19.7 million of cap space. I don't know why we ain't used $19.7 million for them.
I'm going to tell you why, Bruce. I've seen this somewhere. I'm going to tell you why. Because he's coming off the Achilles, right?
Right.
I've seen, you know, before he get hurt, he worth, you know, Big Mac deal before he get hurt. After he gets hurt, everybody's scared of him. Everybody's scared of paying him. He's still looking for that max deal, but it's probably like a handful of team that wanted to give him over $10 million, maybe a handful of team. So he figured, if I can't get paid what I want, I'm going to take this year, I'm going to show y'all that I'm healthy, I'm going to sign this 1 year deal. But while I'm doing it, I might as well win a championship.
Yep.
And who the best team to give me that?
Yep.
Warriors.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to y'all, bro. My sleeper for next year is on OKC Thunder, and I'm going to tell y'all why, bro. I'm going to tell y'all why they got bounced in the first round this year.
Okay.
And it's gonna be for a reason. Y'all might not expect. I don't know. Depending on how much y'all watch him. But Andre Robinson. I'm sorry, bro. I messed your name up. He's one of them. I don't know which one it is. But Andre Robinson, bro. He tore his patella tendon last week. And that's the only reason why them niggas ain't make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, they started out hot. They beat the Rockets. They beat the Warriors. I think they beat Cleveland. They was like 6-0 against them three teams at the beginning of the year. before he got hurt.
The key in the West is having two people that can guard KD.
Yeah.
So Kawhi is one of them. It ain't but about it's about three people in the league that can. Well, nobody can guard him, but it's about three people in the league that can make it hard for him. One of them is Kawhi. The other one is Paul George. One on used to be LeBron, but he too old now, so he can't even do that junk no more.
He played with the other one.
Andre Robinson, bro, he can dang, you know what I'm saying? That's all he got to focus on. I don't even want – if I'm Billy Donovan, bro, I don't even want him touching the ball. What you touching the ball for, bro? Nah, you just go at KD. You go at KD while you on offense. You do something to make him mad or make him upset that he thinking about it. So he ain't down pulling up on 35 hit threes and staring at the cameras.
He was working on that three-point shot. He was getting better.
Nick, no, bro.
He was getting better.
Like, either you got it, bro, or you don't, bro. LeBron really the only person I done seen that can switch their whole game.
That evolved. Yeah, LeBron really did evolve.
Yeah, that outside shot is ridiculous, man.
Well, I mean, Nick, I'm not sure if you know, but the Thunder's been my team in the West for a long time. So I agree. I totally agree with what Champ is saying. And I don't know if you guys or if anybody listening has saw what move the Thunder made today, but the Thunder signed Nerlens Noel to a 2-year deal.
I saw that.
I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move because it kind of alleviates Steven Adams a little bit. You know, I like some of the younger guys that were coming off the bench and coming in. Houston,
yeah.
Number 34. I like him, and they had Grant. Grant, I think, is a good player. But Nerlens Noel, his last year with the Sixers was really, really coming along before he went over to the Mavericks. So I think this can be something, you know, very positive for them.
Bro, Nerlens Noel turned down a 4-year, $70 million deal.
Oh, who is that to?
The Mavericks.
Who?
He tired of them.
This was a couple years ago. He turned it down, bro.
That was after they had got him, right?
I forgot. Yeah, I think so. I think he got traded, all right?
Yeah, he did. I think that happened after the year after he had got there. They tried to sign him to an extension, and I guess he didn't want to be there, obviously. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's another big move that happened, too. I mean, how many of you guys really thought that Paul George was staying at OKC?
I ain't seen that coming.
I definitely didn't. Champ, maybe you did, but I didn't see it coming at all.
Bro, after I heard they was throwing a party, the little party they threw at OKC, he definitely was staying, bro.
Russell Westbrook doing his thing. They not trying to let that happen again, dog. They lost out on James Harden and KD.
I mean, honestly, though, outside of the Warriors, I mean, who has drafted better in the past 10 years in the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Boston? That was recent, Boston.
Let's see. Tatum. Yeah, I guess you throw Scary Terry in there.
Brown. Tatum. Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's to the level of James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and KD. I mean, yeah.
It will be.
These guys are young. So you tell me you think Jaylen Brown will win an MVP?
I think he's going to be really, really, really good. He's like, the dude's 20.
Right.
20 or 21, like, he's going to be really good.
He might be like, defensive player of the year.
I can see that.
I mean, once he's in his prime, like, KD's out the league, LeBron's out the league, James Harden's of age, Steph Curry's of age.
His current teammate is still in the league with him because Tatum's, what, 19, going on 20?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know, man. If you look at the Thunder, though, they hit with Ibaka, They hit with KD. Would you say they hit with Jeff Green? No, that's a stretch. I wouldn't say Jeff Green. But like, Harden.
Jeff Green, they play for the Rockets, Jeff Green?
Yeah.
They drafted him?
Yeah.
I love Jeff Green. I'm sorry.
Jeff Green, that's Gerald Green. Sorry. Jeff Green is with
the Cavs.
The Cavs. That Jeff Green is a Foo Tease now. But he's a great 2K player.
Hey, are you required to like know a lot of these people when you like talking about the sport?
Nah.
I swear. I don't know who they're.
Bro, you gotta act like you do though.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh yeah, I know who that is. That's hey, why we, you that, this definitely just turned into a rough draft with Nick.
Hey, it was
I think it's good for the show. It's good for the show. I swear I don't know what it is. It's good for the show. I promise.
Well,
I
you know Jeff Green, bro. He coming in right after LeBron, bro.
Oh, Jeff. Oh, okay. I know Jeff. Okay, I got you. I don't know who I'm thinking about.
This nigga still don't know who Jeff Green is.
I know he was like number 32 or something.
Yeah, he do. Yeah, but that was just a guess, though. So you really still don't know.
I know who he is. I was confused for a second. I know who he is.
Boy, hey,
you get to talking about somebody that played for Brooklyn. Now I can't help you.
Let's see, D'Angelo Russell
and
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Who?
He won. What did he win this year, champ? The skills competition.
Yeah.
At the All Star game.
Oh, that dude. Like that, champ? Like that?
Yeah. That's that's perfect. And then you ain't got to say nothing about him, bro.
Oh, okay.
When you say that, I already know that you don't know who that is. So, shit, I ain't going to say nothing about him to you. Shit, I ain't going to put you in that kind of spot.
All right.
Hey, that was a pretty solid segment, though, right there. That was good. We got something for that to be the first time. That was nice.
Copy, print it.
That was nice.
Send my check in the mail.
Let me see here. Yeah, I was happy with that.
Direct deposit my stuff.
You gotta send me your routing number.
One of y'all keep moving. I don't know which one of y'all it is.
I don't think it's me.
It's so sensitive.
It is. This app is kind of dope, though.
Oh, it's dope.
Let's see.
Yeah, we'll get you a real cheap mic, Chris.
I am. I'm gonna get me like a little studio mic. I've been trying to look.
Hey, I'll be right back.
What'll be good is when everybody's here for the wedding and stuff, we can do like a Facebook Live one.
Oh, that'd be gangster.
We can do that at night. And get that going. Yeah, that'll be straight.
It'll be on Thursday. We're gonna do it Friday night.
Yeah, we'll do it Friday night.
Okay, bet.
That'd be nice. Hey, bro, this legit has, like, potential, bro. Like, we doing this shit on the side, but, like, people, advertisers are going to be watching. I had so many people, like, I wasn't just saying that. I had so many people in my inbox asking me about this shit.
I saw the comments.
Yeah, you see how many people was asking on the comments and stuff? That's what I'm saying. Like, between the three of us, with all the people we know and stuff, and I already talked to James, I talked to Mike, I talked to Kwaski, them three again. I'm trying to get a hold of Jacoby Jones so we can have him on the show. But I've been talking to Ant, we can get Anthony Alford on the show. Bro, I'm out here, I'm trying to get it, man. I'm trying to make this some shit into some shit.
Well, you so got to work, gotta go to work. You got to work, and bye.
I'm not trying to go to work 5 days of the week my whole life.
Nah,
you can put me in the studio with my boys. We just talking about the shit we see on TV. Man, that's good enough for me.
Yeah, something we already do, get paid for.
That's exactly. With minimal effort.
I'm with it, man. I gotta put me a picture on here.
Yeah, me too. I gotta brush up on some of my teams and stuff because I can't tell you who the starting five is for the Magic. I can't for the Hawks. can't for the Hornets.
Maybe that's the beauty of
it. Yeah. Because, man, NBA is all going to stay relevant. Like you said, it's your favorite league. That's my favorite league, too.
It ain't even close.
Like, it's the most interesting thing on TV. Like, I'll sit there and I'll be looking for a game on TV.
Hey, I live for these notifications.
Yeah.
I live for these notifications. I think I saw Boogie was signing on Twitter.
I was fixing Riley's air conditioner in the car. I was watching a YouTube video when all that shit had started popping off. I was like, man.
I don't know who in the Warriors front office. If they had a front office of the year award, they would have won 3 years in a row.
Yeah, you got the, like you said, the Celtics and the Warriors for sure.
I ain't never heard no team having 5 All-Stars.
Yeah, and they did it a legit way.
5?
Like, you drafted 3 of them.
Yeah. Got you two nice pickups and free agents, and boom.
There you go. We're looking at possibly the greatest team of all time.
Yeah. People can hate on it, but you got to mention them. They up there.
You got to.
That's unprecedented.
Man, I got this whole page with nothing but free agency news on my CBS Sports. You know who Will Barton is? You remember him?
Will Barton.
He went to Memphis. Got a messed up teeth. He played for the Nuggets now.
No, I don't remember that fella. I have to look up.
Remember him? Let's see. They did keep Grant. The Thunder did keep Grant.
You got your free agency.
Yeah, I got my laptop up and I'm looking at all the free agency deals. Wow. You remember Brandon Jennings?
Mm-hmm. Pay for Bucks.
Yep. He signed a $2.2 million deal.
You do?
Who?
With some Bucks.
$17 a month.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I like what the Lakers doing. I love Rondo. I'm a big fan of JaVale. I'm a big fan of Lance Stevenson. I don't think it's going to be enough. But I like the moves they make.
Definitely. The Lakers are definitely trying. Definitely trying. But
it's going to be enough. What are they going to do with IT?
IT is free agent. Yep. He's free agent again.
I ain't know that. I thought he was still on the roster.
Nope. Nope, they are not. He's not. He is chilling. And I don't think he would play with LeBron again anywhere.
I don't think he would either.
That's dead.
The man said he can't stand it.
Right. Well, the crazy thing is that, you know, the Lakers still met with Clint Capella.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't really think that that Capella's going back to the Rockets.
And I'll be honest.
Right. And if you don't have Capella, one of the biggest losses in the offseason in the West was Ariza going to the Suns.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that. That was what I was going to say when Champ was talking about the people that could guard KD.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a big reason why they were up 3-2 on the Warriors was the ability for Ariza on the switch. And Ariza also being able to not have to switch. Ariza having the ability to fight through over the screen and be back in position. Yes, KD, I think, averaged 27 points for that series. But if Ariza's not there, he's probably averaging 34.
Probably 40.
We just haven't seen a player like KD, man. I honestly don't know if we'll ever see another one. Just a complete scoring package.
Hey, man, this is a good generation of basketball right now.
It is. And it's hard for an old head respecter / lover / holding on to Jordan's coattails type of guy I am that I finally came to the realization it's just a better era. It's just more competition. The league is better all around.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it's just no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
Shit, Aaron Gordon agreed to an $84 million deal to stay in Orlando.
I seen where, you know, I ain't talking to real Lakers fans. I'm talking to these LeBron fans.
Yeah.
They just, you know, championship and all this stuff. And I'm trying to tell them, like, I don't see them signing nobody else because they was targeting Aaron Gordon.
Yeah. Was
targeting Cousins. They want Kawhi. Two of them three done signed somewhere else, and I just don't see. I don't see Spurs trading Kawhi to the Lakers unless it's going to be a lot coming on that deal.
Okay, that brings me up a good question. Good question for you. Who, if you are the GM of the Spurs, what are you asking for from the Lakers?
You giving me Brandon. You giving me Lonzo.
Mm-hmm.
They done let go of Julius. You giving me Brandon and Lonzo for sure.
Well, the only thing I should have told you this at the beginning, the Spurs do not want Lonzo Ball at all.
They don't want Lonzo at all? They ain't nothing they can offer.
What about Kuzma?
Oh, I forgot what I was thinking about Kuzma. You give me Brandon Ingram, Kuzma, first round pick, and on top of all that, I need some cash.
Yeah.
Trade me some cash.
I would take it even one higher if I'm a Spurs GM, if I'm in their shoes, Kuzma. You know, like you said, I'm asking for Ingram, of course. Even though they're kind of the same player, they kind of are, but you instantly get wings, and you know some guys that can do some different things. I'm asking for that Cavs first. I'm asking for the Lakers first.
Yeah, you give me everything. All
the
we're gonna see
how and cash considerations.
Yeah, how you gonna jump?
I'm gonna see how bad you want Kawhi Leonard. Or if you tell me no, hey, you know you guys thought you were gonna get Paul George after he spent a year in OKC. How that work out for you? So you either make the move and you come get him now, but hey, I don't know. We might repair the relationship, or we might send him out to Philadelphia for a year, and he might fall in love with Philly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not giving them straight to you for what you want to give them for me to.
No, I gotta see him every year.
Mm-hmm.
To get to the finals, I gotta go through him. No, it's not happening.
Refuse. Oh, and other news: did you see that the Portland Trailblazers reached a deal with a Curry and not Steph? Looks like Seth is going and leaving the Mavericks for $2.75 million guaranteed the first year.
Listen, put that in the show. I got love for anybody that's light skinned with last name Curry. I got love for you.
Hey, he's something else.
Aisha, Dale, Riley.
Shout out to Dale.
Seth.
Wouldn't be here without Dale.
Oh, I got love for you. All of them. I watched Celebrity Family Feud the other night, just
because
they was on.
Oh, man, he went against Chris Paul's family, didn't he?
Yeah.
It was probably funny.
I'm going to tell you what happened. That girl, Aisha, they did the little finals round with him. You know, you got to get 200 points. Two people.
Yeah.
200 points. She came out there, I think she got 194 points.
Oh, my.
By herself.
Oh, man.
Steph got to get one question right. He got 194 points.
Sounds like she was a friend of the show.
Look like, man, Steve Harvey got all the juice.
Oh, all of it. Drip. Drip, drip.
Where Champ go, man?
Man, Champ probably sleep. Nah, Champ probably smoking.
You can't put that in the show.
No, we can't. I'm trying to get advertisers. Trying not to say nigga either.
No, I can't. I'm a old school teacher. I can't do nothing because of that.
Right. Mm-mm. Shit, ain't getting posted.
I'm finna. Unless you gonna edit it out. You learn how to edit out words.
Yeah, you right.
Need some software and a good laptop. That's all you need.
I got a good laptop. It's, You know what? I'm glad you said that, because let me go to his website right now. I'm going to look this up. Nah, Champ, we can't hear you, bro.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, he just texted me and said that. So I guess he can hear him. How'd you manage to mute the phone, Chip? I was looking for that feature.
The mute feature?
Yeah, because of my kids and shit. Come on, bro. Hey, Dad, I'm watching this, or Atlee coming there. I want you to lay down by me. Nah, man.
Be good for the show.
Yeah. The way I'm thinking about doing it is if everybody has their, if you get questions, say if you were to ask on your Facebook or something for people to ask you questions and they won't answer, like, we can do them on, like, those segments. We can do some of those with just, like, us, and you can send me the segment and I can throw it into the episode.
I bet.
Because I was thinking about doing that at work today. I was just sitting there. I'm like, man, you know what? I could be answering some of these questions and just throwing it in there. But some of them, like, we can leave to talk about it as a group.
I'm with you, boss, man.
I see you champ back down. I think he's about to try to jump back in. Let me do this.
Somebody posted a question about Ye.
Somebody asked one?
Somebody posted a question about Kanye. Thoughts on Ye's 5 projects in 5 weeks and the craziness of this NBA free agency.
They sent that to you?
I sent it on the post you made on Facebook.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on,
Mike. Yo.
There you go.
Hold on, man. Y'all missing all the hot takes, man. I'm over here talking.
Yeah, I'm mad. I love hot takes.
I'm just playing. I ain't saying nothing.
There we go. Back. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, man. Nick. That'd be a great segment to do with the one with Ye. Cause I'm all about Ye. Champ don't like Kanye no more for real. And you, I feel like you kind of middle of the road. You probably don't got as much hate as Champ do.
I don't got no hate, bro. I probably got more. I don't have hate, bro.
I don't mean like you hating on
Kanye, man.
Yeah. Bruce.
I ain't listen to Kanye since Touch the Sky.
That means shit, that's back
when Neil Long.
That's back when Harold had them Silver Thunder, whatever the fuck that thing is called, the Ram.
Nah, real talk though, the last album of Kanye I just listened to was probably 808.
Damn. Who is he talking about 808? Hey, Champ.
What up, man?
We're gonna do a Facebook live show when y'all get here next week for the wedding.
All right.
That should be dope.
I'm down with it.
Let's do it.
So I'm thinking we can try and do if we'll find a. Let me go on my Facebook. Let's find a question and then let's try to run an actual like a real thing. We'll just do a segment and see how it goes.
Cool.
Right now?
I said, let me go on my post and go to some of these questions that people ask. Let's find one, decide one, and then we'll call each other and try to run it as an actual, like us doing an actual segment. So, and what I'll go back in and throw in some fake ads and throw in the intro and all that shit later. We can do that later. But since the way it's structured, you can always move around. You know, you can move the segments and shit around.
Yeah.
Let me see. So, okay. I like this one question. It's kind of basic. And we kind of already just talked about it. Who is the favorite in the Eastern Conference now that LeBron is in the West? Yep.
Boston.
Y'all like that one?
Yeah. It's definitely Boston, though.
Okay. So, what I'll do with that one is we'll go in there. one of you guys can start first, and then we'll go with the next person. You'll get his take, and then the other person will get their take. And then after that, let me see. Then, like, I got a little list because that question actually goes with one, some of the notes I got where I gave, like, how I think the playoff season is going to be that I'll do on my take. Well, if y'all going to say the Celtics, I'm probably going to say somebody different just to switch it. But I actually do feel like the team that I think that's going to be there is going to do it. So I think it's going to be the Pacers. I think it's going to be the Pacers or the goddamn Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that's my team. I'm all with. You make sure you get his name.
Giannis.
Oladipo. Oladipo.
I swear I forgot his name.
Come on, Victor.
Victor. Yeah.
Y'all heard Victor R&B song? No. Y'all heard the bad song? Straight.
I'm gonna end this one. I'm gonna call y'all back, and then I'm gonna start off with reading it. Which one of y'all want to go first?
We're just going down, picking questions.
Yeah, this segment, we're gonna start off with just answering this one question, and that's gonna be the one segment. And then after that, we'll get back up. I'll let y'all pick the question since I picked this one. That's on the Facebook page. We'll go from there. So, Nick, I'm nominating you to start it off. Well, after I bring it in, I'm get you started off, then Champ, and then I'll go last. Or I can go second, Champ. It don't matter. Whatever you want to do.
I'll go second.
All right.
I'm going to do
All right, I'm going to call y'all right back.
All right. All right.